This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Okay, this is Aaron Palmer. I am with Marilyn Connolly, who is the representative for House District 40 in the Wyoming Legislature. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Aaron.
And you were at the legislative session. It's been just a little over a week, so you're going to give us an update on what the first week was like. Would you like to give us some insight as to
Sure.
what's going on, please?
Well, the first week was... The first couple of days, just more or less going through the governor's state speech, the Chief Justice Supreme Court's comments, and a lot of pomp and circumstance, and kind of everybody just coming together, I think, to kind of get their feet wet, get settled in, figure out what's what. And there weren't very many bills on file at that time. So the first week was not all that, you know, busy or eventful. Went through some committee assignments, those sort of things. But this week has been a whole nother story. We've been really busy this week, and we've had, you know, a lot of really high emotional type bills come before us. Some amendments offered to those bills, but for example, the gun-free zone bill is one of them. That's House Bill 172. That he tried to do some amendments to allow for no guns in. Specifically, one of them was the lab, the daycare. I think it's a little school down there off the University of Wyoming. And folks were real concerned about having guns around there. And there was an amendment brought to try to fix that, and that failed. So we will be today on the third reading consent list with that bill on the list. I don't know if anybody's going to try to bring a third reading amendment or not to that today. So that's been a really highly debated bill. I think most people in general are like, yes, we need to respect our Second Amendment rights. But how do we implement that in the colleges, in the schools, and do we have local control, or do we really have state control, because it's a constitutional right to have firearms? So that's been a big thing. Another one that we've had a lot of discussion on that'll be on third reading today is House Bill 169, and that's the homeowner tax exemption 2025 and 2026. And there was a lot of debate on that bill too. Yes, this week. And it's like, well, we've got a lot of property tax bills out there. We're still trying to do property tax relief for folks. And this one is like any homes valued at $1 million and under could have a 50% reduction. And that brought on a lot of, we had four or five amendments to that bill, and they all failed. But that one, they talked about having to backfill and needing 225, oh, I think it's, $125 million from the general fund and $100 million from the LSRA, which is the rainy day account, to backfill for that, cover those refunds. So that one took quite a bit of time. Another one that we spent an inordinate amount of time on was House Bill 116, which was driver's licenses, unauthorized alien restrictions. And, you know, that one's about, you know, Wyoming not accepting any kind of unauthorized alien driver's license from other states. If they don't have an authorized Wyoming driver's license, then there's possibility of them being fined. I think there was a fine attached to that. That took quite a bit of discussion. Another big one was House Bill 80, which Stop ESG, State Funds Fiduciary Duty Act. And this bill, Aaron, was really, I didn't feel too bad about this bill when it first came out. It has to do with investing in companies that promote environmental social governance, ESG, which can tend to say, look, if I want to borrow money from a big investment bank, if I want to borrow money as a gun operator for my gun business, I may not be able to get that funding. There's a lot of different aspects to it, but the goal was to limit or stop the state investments from being invested in anything that promotes ESG. And what we ended up doing, which I'm so proud of the way the process worked on that bill, there was a lot of discussion on it. There were some amendments. We did come back, and one of the representatives worked with the bringer of the bill and got an amendment on there that just relieved people's minds about how that was going to affect our investments. Because the big thing was, I was getting all kinds of emails from people that, and anybody that was part of the Wyoming retirement system, were very, very nervous that this bill was going to affect Wyoming retirement because of the way the money is invested. And I think with the amendment that was agreed on, that kind of relieves that idea and is a little more palatable to everybody. So I was really happy about that, how we could come together and do some amending and make a bill better and more palatable for everybody that it would involve. So I was happy about that.
This next week in the legislature, kind of give me where you think things are going, what you're expecting to see in the next week.
Oh, well, I think we're going to be dealing with a lot of these bills, like Protect Wyoming's Land Act. That's on general file today. That I don't know if we'll get to some of these this week, so I expect that it'll go into the beginning of the week, which and coal severance tax rates. Another probably one that's going to take some conversation, foreign adversary ownership or control of business entities. Oh, and Aaron, there's one that I did want to go back and say that was on the net zero federal lands, which I can't remember now what the bill number on that was, but it was, I felt like that bill took away private property rights because they wanted in the bill to say that you could not sell land to the federal government that caused any net gain in acreage or value to the federal government. And I felt like that was a takings and did not represent true private property rights. And gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so that was a big one. But anyway, going forward, this next, and I voted no on that, but going forward, there's going to be some ad valorem taxation payments and credit of penalties. I think my bill's coming up today, if we get to it, which is the House Bill 122, which is Senior Citizen Service District's Authorization and Renewal. And I hope we can get that passed. What that does is it just changes that they amended it in committee, but what it does is just changes the amount of years that the district can operate before they have to go back to the voter. It doesn't change the mill levy, anything else. It just gives the senior center districts a little more time to put the programs together and know that they're got some secure funding. There'll be some other property tax bills coming up next week. Some other really debated issues were in education too. Those are going to be coming back up about Wyoming Freedom Scholarship, rural schools, charter schools. Yeah, that's going to be a big one too. And the other one that came in that I think will be coming up maybe next week is that, of course, the chemical abortion bill. That's probably going to show up. It had a due pass yesterday out of committee, so it'll be coming on next week.
If people have questions or they wanted to speak about something, what is the best way for people to get a hold of you?
Actually, email is good, marilyn.conley@yoledge.gov. Okay. They can always call me, 307-217-0345, and text. I like phone calls. I think I'm more apt to, it's hard when you're sitting in on the floor and things are going on to keep track of telephone calls. Text messages are pretty good that way.
Yeah.
I try to check my emails in the morning at noon and then again at night. So if it's an immediate thing, probably texting might be the best way.
Okay. Perfect.
And I want to reassure people that I get a lot of emails. They all say the same thing. So if you sent me one of those, I am reading them, but I'm not emailing back to every single one of them, but I am reading them. I know what the general feeling is, and I appreciate all that.
This is 307 Net Info. Connecting community.